Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about a topic that I care quite passionately about. This whole question of water marketing has been of great interest to me, really going back to the 1980s. I was on a project that was funded by the National Science Foundation in the 1980s that sort of was studying the question of water marketing and our ability to do that, and I've never really lost interest in it. My thinking on it has evolved quite a bit, in part because of what I've learned from the folks in Australia who have developed a fairly robust water marketing program, and I hope to share some of what I've learned with you today. I should also pay tribute to my co-author on the paper that you've received, Tony McLeod. Tony happened to be on a Fulbright and was studying at the University of Colorado a couple of years ago, and he and I decided to collaborate on this paper to deal with the issues of water marketing. I guess this is my little advance thing. So let me just talk about what I'd like to cover today. Basically, three things. I'm going to just brush the surface of the issue of Western water law. I'm guessing most of you are familiar with Western water law. I want to focus on the obstacles that it presents to water transfers. And then I'll shift and talk a little bit about the Australian experience and some of the lessons that I think we can learn from that experience. And then I'm going to spend most of my time, I hope, talking about how we might open water markets in the Western United States and really anywhere in the world, sort of working from the lessons that we've gained from Australia. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit about Western water law. You all know this, but let me just kind of focus on a few things that I think could be relevant to our discussion. So water law, of course, starts with this premise that water is the property of the state. That's true not just here in the United States, but really throughout the world. Every state with positive law seems to proclaim their entitlement, their ownership, if you will, of the water. And it tends to be done in trust language, the idea that it's owned for the benefit of the people.